This is Akashvani, the news, read by Shagun Chopra. The center has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumors and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said for the first time 1,000 offences across 79 acts have been decriminalised through the Jan Vishwas Bill. Mr. Goyal stated that the 12 states have already introduced their own version of Jan Vishwas laws and urged other states to also look into decriminalizing petty offences. Industry bodies have welcomed the government's decision to grant customs duty exemption on a wide range of critical petrochemical products. Talking to media, CEO of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Associations, Sahaj Damani, said this is a preemptive step by the government providing relief for the auto sector.
I think this is a sensible preemptive step. For the auto sector, the benefit is not about price cuts and more about keeping the component and materials pipeline stable. Since many automotive parts depend on petrochemical derivatives like plastics and polymers, this exemption can help contain supply disruptions and cost pressures. For the auto retail, that means better continuity in vehicle, spare and consumable availability during an exceptionally volatile global situation.
In a significant step towards strengthening port-led development in the country, Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has approved around 132 crore rupees for critical port connectivity project at Deen Dayal Port Authority, Gujarat. Mr. Sonowal said the construction of road overbridge at the port will remove critical bottlenecks, improve cargo movement and strengthen India's logistics efficiency. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry today to take part in election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister during the show. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the route and urging them to support the NDA. The BJP has released list of 27 candidates for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan will contest from Avanashi. Dr. Tamilisai Sundararajan will fight from Mylapore and Vanathi Srinivasan will contest from Coimbatore North. The Assembly election in Tamil Nadu will be held on 23rd of this month. The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the gherao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Bagdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal, K. Jayaraman, said three cases have been registered against him at Kaliachak police station for allegedly instigating locals through speeches on Wednesday, following which the seven judicial officers were gheraoed inside the Kaliachak 2 block office. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today completed his self-enumeration registration for Census 2027. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said, "This national census marks the dawn of a new era." He described the process as an extremely secure, accurate and convenient process. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross with devotees gathering in large numbers. Defending champion India will take on Bangladesh in the final of the South Asian Football Federation Under-20 Championship in the Maldives today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India reached the final with a dominant 5-0 victory over Bhutan, while Bangladesh secured their place by defeating Nepal 1-0 in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.